I know some schools have started earlier. We had that debate a couple weeks ago about Stillwater. That was too soon. But to most of us, we view this as the traditional first day of school, day after Labor Day. So is this the okay time if I say, what should we do to make schools safer? I might have this conversation even without the tragedy at Annunciation Church and School. We certainly talked about it last week. We'll talk about it for a while. How about the news we found out over the weekend? That Sweet Weston. We played that soundbite multiple times. When this young child is incredibly composed while he's with his grandfather and talking about what was going on. And that soundbite was everywhere, Dave. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan here. That was everywhere. Now, over the weekend, we find out Weston, while he was giving that soundbite, the definitive soundbite of that story, that is a fragment that was found in his neck that is dangerously close to his carotid artery. That close. Let me just give you a little more details. One point they thought was gunpowder on his neck. Now, a doctor said it's a miracle it didn't hit the carotid artery and that he might have died if it went any further into his neck. That's what Weston had in his body while he was giving this interview. What should we do to make our schools safer? We can run through the whole thing again. It's not going to stop everything. We know that. But what can we do to take a step forward as opposed to sitting there and shaking our head? You want to play soundbite from Tim Walz here? Tim Walz, the governor of the state, I assume at some point fairly soon is going to let us know if he's running for re-election, right? Believe the fair is open. We're not at the fair today. Said he was going to announce once the fair was done. But again, another tragedy may have clouded and slowed his decision-making. It may make him more likely to run. I don't know. You tell me if you want to set something up here or we can just play it right away.
No, he was just at a school welcoming students today and met the media and was talking about what needs to be done.
This is the time, and for those who say that in these tragedies, not the time to debate, when would that time be appropriate then? Would it be after we bury these children? Would it be next week? Would it be before the next one? Because I would make the case that now is the appropriate time. If Minnesota lets this moment slide and we determine that it's okay for little ones to not be safe in a school environment or a church environment, then shame on us.
So he's saying he's going to reach out today.
Yes.
Right? He's going to reach out today, tell the folks we're going to have a special session. I think it was notable that Lisa Damith, the speaker, has said multiple times the last few days she hadn't heard from him. Again, a reminder, the governor calls the special session. He doesn't end the special session. Do you, Dave Harrigan, think anything is going to change with the legislators? By the way, we still have how many positions not filled? Two? Melissa Hortman's position is not filled. Nicole Mitchell's position is not filled. Was there one other one? Don't we? Sadly, I think we might have had someone pass away. Do we have three positions not filled at this point? So do I think we're going to come together and attempt to try some things? No, I don't. I said it last week. I'll say it again. I've said it before. I would love to see states individually try different ideas. Mental health, greater changes with schools, greater changes with guns. And let's look at these states and say, wow, I thought that was going to work and failed. Wow, I thought that was going to fail and it worked. Wow, it really didn't do anything. Because just doing nothing is embarrassing. So regarding schools, my three boys are done, but Michael's like a son to me. His school is a bit unique, a high school, where they let, maybe it's not that unique, maybe people can tell me. Today they let the freshmen, excuse me, attend school.
I think that's pretty common now.
Isn't that pretty
same
common?
In my district, yep.
Okay. And now then the sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And this is it for him. So he's like a son to me, Michael. So, and I love him every bit as much as anybody on the planet. So, and even, I mean, you don't have to, what a bold statement. You don't have to have kids there to think, wow, what can we do to make schools safer? Not flawless, not perfect. Okay, let's just touch on a few. Well, let's do this. Let's pause. Let's let people chime in. And if there are ideas you've believed in for a long time and you want to reiterate them, that's fine. If it's something you've heard before and you want to elaborate on it, that's fine. If you want to counter an idea which has been discussed many times, that's fine. Texts work. Phone calls work also. We want you to add something a little bit different if you're calling in, but we absolutely can take your calls on the Harrigan Hotline. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Aquarius. And I want to talk about Aquarius. And I'm just going to talk about their baseline stuff right now today. Just baseline what they give you. Because this is a family-owned company around since 1987. And their policy then was earning the right to be recommended. Guess what their policy is now? Same thing. I learned about them from people when I moved back here in 90. And years later, when I would buy a house, I made sure I reached out to Aquarius and initially had the Kinetico drinking water system set up in a house in the 90s. Eventually, when I made a change, made sure that Aquarius was the one who set up a water softener in my house. And then would learn as AquariusHomeServices.com continue to get bigger, greater customer feedback, greater trust, they would start resolving issues in your utility room, including your air conditioner and furnace. AquariusHomeServices.com. When I moved the last few months, I made sure I would have that Kinetico drinking water system. Better never. I made sure that water softener was in there. Remove 99% of the contaminants. So the dishes come out sparkling clean. So when I did a lot of laundry this weekend, the laundry looks great. And when I take a shower, it's right. Plus, if I need to change that AC and furnace, then I know I can trust them. Really good people. AquariusHomeServices.com. Chuck E. Cheese.
Good Chuck E. Cheese reference there.
You're still in your Chuck E. Cheese phase, aren't you?
I am. I've only had to make a few trips to Chuck E. Cheese, though, for birthday parties.
That's come on.
The kids don't request it, and I'm not going to push it.
What kind of father are you? I had too
not
many,
great.
Too many trips to Chuck E. Cheese, and the food's atrocious. Don't text me and tell me it's not that bad. No, you're right. It's worse than bad.
Yeah, but Americans love bad pizza.
And he's creepy. Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment?
Creepy.
Charles Entertainment Cheese is he's concerning.
Okay. Let's look at the text. What would you do to make schools safer? Is Michelle here today, too? We might have to figure out this little technical issue here. The solution is simple. It's a security guard / cop. At every single school, yes, they'd be carrying a gun. Nobody probably wants to pay for it. That is the solution, and I'd understand why people won't do it. I have zero problem with security / police with a weapon at the school. But how many of these schools, Dave, where we've had these horrifying I mean, stupefying mass shootings where there are officers with a weapon. Numerous.
Yes.
Uvalde. Parkland. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop.
No.
I'm going to take them away, but that's not going to stop it.
Nothing that we say today is going to make it, you know, instantly no school shootings, no church shootings.
Well, this text was like, you know, that would do it.
Yeah,
that's the solution. Right there, boom.
We know the size of certainly high schools today.
Oh, my God.
And if you have one officer stationed in whatever office they're in, good chance the shooter might know where that is, and good chance they're not shooting right, you know, to start right at that office. You know, the officer can't be everywhere.
Yeah. My kids attend Wayzata High School / Community College.
Tiny little one-room spot, right?
My God. You come over that hill. There are numerous, numerous, numerous entrances. So let's get to...
But it would be great. It would be great to have somebody, an officer there, who could respond instantly, who could be somewhere within the school within a minute, 2 minutes.
Another dramatic overreaction to George Floyd, and there were some dramatic underreactions to George Floyd, was Minneapolis schools, we're done with you.
Yeah. And it was far from just Minneapolis, too.
Oh, yeah. It was cross-country. Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, in my opinion. I get people disagree. You can't justify being on his throat for 9 minutes. You want to go at me with the fentanyl. You want to go at me what tests weren't allowed. You want to go at it what was trained, what was not trained. What was not trained, though, was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. But then because he's a terrible officer, to then say everybody else is out, or let's defund the police, was just hot taken. Here's my brand, and let's make the city and the school less safe. Chad, I know this sounds trite, but I often wonder if live shooting drills were mandated for all businesses over 25 employees, if this might change the minds of some folks. So, I mean, I still remember you here on this show, emotional, talking about one of the girls having to go through the training.
Yeah. We're going to do it again in a couple weeks.
Was she six at the time?
She would have been five.
Five.
Yeah, in kindergarten, the first year. And then, of course, they do it every year. And now she'll do it as a third grader, and her little sister will do it as a kindergartner in a couple weeks.
You're still glad she does it, right, considering the circumstances?
Yes, but it breaks my heart every time they have to tell me what happened at school today.
Yeah.
When they did the huddle in the corner of a room. And
right.
I will never forget the first time. And, Daddy, I got the best spot. I was right in the corner.
Think about that.
And, you know, at that age, they don't know what they're preparing for.
No.
It's, you know, they're told in case somebody's making a bad choice.
Do you think more of, like here at WCC Radio, or anywhere somebody's listening in their office right now, if they have at least, you know, this texter suggests, maybe that's right on the right number, 25. If there's more preparation for businesses to do this.
I wouldn't think it would hurt.
No. I mean, if we're doing it with our children, why wouldn't we do this for us? Chad, we should do all things possible for highway safety. We have seatbelts, airbags, speed limits, traffic laws. We need to look at gun laws. Trust me, I am all. Do I think we have way too many guns in this country? Of course we do. I mean, it's not even a debate. I mean, seriously, it's not a debate. The debate is how do we come up with a way where those of us listening want to have a gun to protect ourselves or hunt, and we're doing it the right way, and we go through the proper channels, and it's not like instantaneously right, by the way, and we get them, but those individuals who aren't stable enough, who are criminal, who will be haphazard and dangerous with them, how can we stop them from getting guns?
You can't. You can stop some. You certainly can't stop all.
But can we come up with a system where at least it's better?
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
It just seems like we can't say status quo is enough. Let me add, absolutely we should be spending billions of more dollars on mental health in this country. Honestly, it's one of the biggest issues we have in our country. Let's funnel a staggering amount of money into mental health in our country. And again, by the way, if you think we're the only country that has mental health issues, you're just making excuses. Because as we say all the time, Dave, we can give them the data if they want it. Among comparable Western countries who also have every bit as much per capita of mental health challenges, whether it's everyday therapy or whatever scale you want to go to. But for some reason, the amount of fatalities by guns is dramatically different in those countries. Part of it, a large part of it, is the access to those weapons. It's indisputable, right?
Yes.
How can you argue with that?
You can't. You can't. I think that's a huge part of the issue. The gun laws in this country are not nearly strong enough. And I also think there's a lot of truth to what Angie Craig said last week when she joined you at the fair the day after the tragedy. Looking at the rise in school shootings, workplace shooting, things like that, these mass shooting events, and the proliferation of social media.
Yes.
And we've seen study after study after study of how social media just scrambles our brains. Specifically, the younger you are, the more harmful things it does to your evolving, to your growing, to your maturing brain. And, you know, are we going to do something to take on what's now become, what, billion dollar industries? That's a big fight.
It is a big fight. And, you know, Ellison just recently went after TikTok. We've had attorney generals either individually, collectively challenge, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. There's an interesting Twitter story I want to get to with Jamie. I'm going to give you that info, where somebody was arrested in the UK just over offensive jokes, but arrested over it. And that's troubling, to say the least, too. Do you trust the prime social media outlets with your 8 and 5-year-olds that they're doing the best possible to provide compelling, entertaining content, but somehow the line is not addictive and they're not going well past
that? Absolutely not.
No. And that doesn't mean Dave and Lindsay should say, I do nothing, and just point the finger. But yeah, whenever these folks appear in Congress, and sometimes it's for show, other times it's legit, and they're telling us we've changed a lot of our plans and who we fired, I don't really believe it worth it. Teachers train with guns. Dave Harrigan, what's your stand with teachers training with guns?
I've never liked the idea. I'm still not in favor of it. I think there's better ways than putting guns in every classroom.
I'm with you. I sometimes am persuaded for rural areas where it may take officers 15, 30, 45 minutes to get there. What are we doing in this circumstance? I have great hesitancy considering the number of officers who the first few times they were involved in shootings, and when they're candid, will say training was one thing. When it actually was going on, it was completely different. How fast things were moving. And all of a sudden you have a social or a science or a math teacher, and she or he is mainly, 99.5%?
Yeah.
There for what? To teach math. We got geometry this year. But also as a side piece in the drawer. And yes, untrained individuals, but it still gives me great hesitancy, the number of individuals and how they would handle the circumstances with absolute sheer frightening chaos unfolding right in front of them. But I get, out of decency and trying, that some are saying we have to do something different. So am I against automatically some multiple states trying that and seeing how it work? It's something I'm skeptical of. But I can't just say we need to have states trying different things and say, well, because I'm skeptical of it, Dave, we shouldn't do it.
Sure. I get that.
Right? Stop telling children they can become the opposite sex. That's still such a small, small percentage. And no, younger kids, when they're in, you know, kindergarten, elementary school, should not have teachers telling them that. No, this has to include the parents. It has to be shared conversation, or if they're that young, it is a conversation only at home. But if the conversation is happening with the teacher because of lack of trust, then it becomes a shared situation. But you know what else isn't right? Automatically blaming every trans individual for what certain trans individuals, what they've done and committed violent acts, and just offering up hate towards everybody, because that's really an easy default right now. Dramatically lighter and more fun with Adam Carter. Ask Adam Anything is next. We're going to get to the president's health later. We get that bag that was thrown out of the White House. Speaking of medicine, Dave found this story about 80 ADHD meds and kids so young. That is frightened me. Dean Phillips on Congress going back, but more on Burning Man. And then Jamie Yuccas right here on CCO.